Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
And welcome in, everybody. It is a Thursday here on Sports Daily. Glad to be with you. Jacob Albrocht alongside TJ Cleland. We are rocking and rolling into a football weekend beginning tonight with some Thursday night football. We'll preview that a little bit. Is there even going to be a game worth watching tonight? We'll discuss. But the bigger news today is it's a college basketball Thursday. Both K-State and Wichita State, after long delays, will play their midweek games here this evening on the men's side. So we're looking forward to that quite a bit here today. So we'll talk about it as well. Tim Fitzgerald, our K-State insider, is going to join in the next hour. Our betting insider, PJ Glasser, had a last-minute push. So he will not be on with us today. No problem. We can still talk some betting if you'd like. You can get in touch with us 869-1240 on the KFH hotline. You can leave us video comments, Facebook, YouTube, and X. Thanks for watching us as well on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening on the Odyssey app, where you can also leave us voice messages. It's all available for you. It's all what's on tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. Now with a Yumkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin, served with a spiced rim. Yumkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Just a heads up to all the viewers here. The power in the house just went out right before the show started. So we got a phone hotspot powering Sports Daily this morning from the Cleland household, hoping to not have it happen again. But if it goes dark, you know what?
Well, that's an interesting development, because it's certainly not from a storm. The weather is fantastic. Maybe it's from the Northern Lights, which have been
electromagnetic
storm. Crazy stuff up there. I'm sure everybody's seen it now. Some of the images and the pictures of those Northern Lights have looked incredible. That's just out there. It's pretty wild. Thanks, Atmosphere. We appreciate it. Appreciate all the hard work you do for us. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to get out and play a little golf. Shout out Crestview Country Club. I'm going to play 18 on one side. Well, I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to play 18 on one side today and then 18 again tomorrow on the other one, TJ. It's been a minute.
Let's put a line out for it. What do you think? You can break 185?
Collectively?
Over
so 92, 93.
That's a good line.
That's a pretty good line. That'd be on the better end, I would say. But two good rounds for me. We'll see.
One day I want to go out and do it with you and play 36 and see if I can break like 180 or something of that nature.
Whew. Break 90 twice for me. I've done it once ever. Most recently,
maybe break 200 is a better idea.
it probably that's more of a fair like line. But, you know, as I was playing the most this summer, I was I mean, there weren't very many times I was over 100. But, you know, that's with a breakfast ball and that's with, you know, a few here and there that you're trying to work on your game. So, yeah, that'd probably be a pretty fair line. It is going to be fun. We'll see if my stamina can hold up. Shout out to Crestview Country Club. If you'd like to join, if you'd like to take advantage of 36 holes available to you and all the other perks, you can give them a call. Tell them we sent you here at Sports Daily. We appreciate their support of this program. It's an interesting Thursday because there is an NFL game, TJ, but I don't think that's what we're excited about. I think we're excited about college basketball.
Yeah, I am.
It feels early. It feels early. It helps that it's Patriots Jets. Yeah. But you know, it feels early. And the Jets can hang around. I don't know what their defense is ultimately going to look like after all the trades, but they've got Breece Hall. They've got Garrett Wilson, who's not going to play, I guess. But they have Justin Fields, who's squirrely if he's feeling it. So we'll see if they can hang, and we'll get a good, you know, for a lot of people, this is probably the first chance to just sit with nothing else around watching Drake May and the season he's having. So looking forward to that a little bit. It's a two-screen night for sure. I'm just excited I can watch the football game. Stupid YouTube TV and ESPN. We had baseball awards going out slowly but surely. Paul Skeens, Tarek Skubal, the Cy Young winners. Not a lot of surprises there. You know, the Royals' best shot at anything was probably Noah Cameron as Rookie of the Year, and he wasn't even in the top three. So for the Royals, I will see. Bobby Witt Jr., when MVP voting comes, I wonder where he'll finish in that. Top 10, almost certainly. Top 5? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll keep an eye on that as something that is happening. It's kind of, we talked about it yesterday. We're getting into that part of the baseball season where some interesting things can happen. So we'll always have our ear to the ground a little bit. We're just about to those winter meetings. Those winter meetings in baseball is where things really, really get going a little bit. But it is. It's college basketball for us tonight. Shockers, K-State. We will get you kind of previewed on both of these games because the good news is these are games against teams that are respectable for sure. Both teams, in fact, in both matchups are kind of in the same, you know, bubble area as Wichita State and K-State respectively. And we'll go through that with some of the KenPom and let you know what we're talking about. But Cal and Loyola should be a major step up in what we've seen early in the season for both of these teams.
Yeah, I'm excited for tonight. We'll save that for the next segment because we're going to break that down further. I got to ask you if you saw this. Scott Boras, the mega agent, did you see his comments yesterday at the winter, whatever, I don't even know where this was. Did you see what he said yesterday?
I didn't.
This one, he did a couple of them. This one is about Pete Alonso. I'll read you this quote. "I think Pete, as at this point in his career, he's about winning, no doubt. Had that question a lot. There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the power piper. Pete picked a perfect period to play preeminently at a really primary position. A playoff parched plethora will pounce to participate in the polar plunge."
That's cute. Pete Alonso, pretty good chance. My Texas Rangers are going to make a run at Pete Alonso, I think. The Royals are going to do something. It's not going to be that. The Royals are going to make a trade. Good for Scott Boras for his wild alliterations. When you've got that kind of money, I guess you can do whatever you want. And these super agents like that, how do you even give your clients the right amount of attention when you represent like all of them?
That was something that people were talking about, that like if there was a single person to blame for the salary cap discussion that's happening, it's probably Scott Boras.
Yeah, but the salary cap is not a – I mean, I don't know if he represents Shohei and the Dodgers pushing the money down the road. That needs to stop. That's the one thing. But you and I have talked about it. I've talked about it a million times. Like, nobody involved in a negotiation wants a salary cap. Nobody, except the commissioner, except the – you know, like – but he doesn't have any skin in the game. The owners don't want it. The players don't want it. Nobody wants it. It's never going to get put in. It has to be voted on. It has to be agreed to and bargained out. Like, I don't understand like what teeth Rob Manfred thinks he has in this. Like, what owner wants a salary cap in baseball? Because the small market, the non-spenders don't want to have to spend a certain amount of money and don't want that pressure to do it. And the big spenders, they don't want to be hamstrung by what they can and can't spend. I think the system's just pretty good.
It's good for the fringe playoff teams that don't have a lot of money, like the Royals.
I think it's fine for the Royals. I think the Royals have navigated it just fine. They've got their star player locked up. Their Hall of Famer has been a Royal his entire career. I think they do okay. They haven't spent enough historically, but this new ownership group spending enough. We can discuss that. We've also got Chiefs practice report, catching all the headlines that we've been discussing, and we get a little bit yesterday that we can look into as well, and Andy Reid's comments. It's Sports Daily. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you, Jacob Albrock and TJ Cleland. Well, you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. This Sunday, stream the Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos live at 3:25. Then stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series, Landman. It's all on Paramount Plus. You can visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You will see Chiefs Broncos on KWCH this weekend. TJ, you watch Landman? You a Landman guy?
I haven't yet, but you've been talking about it.
It's very good. It's very good. I'm excited for the new season. Billy Bob is getting it done and being pretty awesome. It'll be fascinating to see where they take that show. It became quite the sensation as it came out, and I agree, critically acclaimed, and I'm with the critics on this one. I think it's very entertaining. Chiefs yesterday, TJ, it's our first time to see them practicing since the bye week. So since, what would that be, November 2nd, they get out there. And of course, all eyes on Josh Simmons. And we do get him. All the reporters out there, he's warming up. No restrictions. Everything looks fine. The Chiefs list him as a full participant in practice. And then we get to asking Andy Reid about it. And he just will not play his hand. Won't do it. He's not going to commit to anything. I get it. I respect the fact that he's like, we got to see. And, you know, he was asked and he said, we got to see him. I haven't even seen him. Let's get him out to practice. And then eventually he kind of snuck in a, I'm sure he'll be fine. And then, but we got, you know, like, he's going to be fine. He's going to start. I would put it at a 75% chance that Josh Simmons starts and plays all the snaps on Sunday.
I think it's going to be like 90%. I think that it's going to happen. I think that it's a little bit of Andy not wanting to commit one way or another just in case. And then I think it's more so Andy like committing to the bit and still not wanting to play his hand.
You think it's the old school stuff? I don't know. That
I don't think
that.
I don't think it's quite gamesmanship. I bet it's probably like 50% of him just like, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not sure. And I think it's Andy Reid just trying to, you know, just be funny in a press conference.
It's perfectly okay for him to say, I need to see him practice first, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, and the order of things changes from day to day, but I think on the Wednesday availability, do they talk before or after practice? After.
No. Before
on Wednesdays, I think.
Yeah,
right. I think when he was asked, he legitimately hadn't seen him practice yet.
Yeah, you're right.
But we're also pretending like in the bye week, they just absolutely have no idea what's going on with Josh Simmons and what kind of shape he's in, which of course isn't true. That's what they're, you know, by the letter of the law in the NFL, they're not supposed to have, you know, whatever, and it's a true bye week. Josh Simmons chose to come back at the beginning of the bye week, which means he probably needed to get some work in, which I'm sure he did. And for Andy Reid to not know how that went is not very believable to me. So they know that he's at minimum healthy. Now it's, does he look like he's always looked? And they would have found out at practice, I would imagine, pretty quickly. Rick says he doesn't think he's starting. Rick's going to die on that horse, die on that hill, die on a horse, die on that hill. But and that's okay. I what I don't think we'll see, and this is to the not starting thing. What I don't think we'll see is some sort of, you know, oh, he doesn't play the first snap and then he's in on the second snap, and it's like, see, you're not started, like the old college basketball, like you come in after the first time. No, we're not. I don't think it's going to be any of that. If he's not starting, it means he's not ready to start. And that doesn't appear to be the case. He looked normal out there. He was a full participant in practice. He was never injured. So he gives them the best chance. Now, here's the one thing that you can look at maybe, and that's that Jalen Moore has played pretty well. But there is a lot riding on this game. And the last time we saw that offensive line out, they got their tails kicked by a pass rush that's not as good as the pass rush that they're about to play. Jalen Moore, really, really glad he's on the team. Really glad he did that. He's going to be the right probably next year. But if Josh Simmons is out there and Josh Simmons gives you the best chance to block it up, you put Josh Simmons out there.
Yep. I agree. I mean, I think it's as simple as that. I think that the Broncos pass rush is the best in the NFL. Yesterday, as I was building stuff out for TV, I was like, I know that we've been saying it's the best in the NFL, and I know that like the national heads have been talking about the best pass rush in the NFL. And I was like, what stats back that? Like, I gotta go find the stats. It's like, oh, they've got 13 more sacks than any other team in the freaking league. Yeah, they're the best. Yeah.
And they do it like in waves. It's not like the teams with an elite pass rusher that just piles it, like Myles Garrett, right? Who's just so disruptive on his own. It's a bunch of them. And they just are good at putting pressure on the quarterback. And it's probably their greatest strength as a team. It's certainly a way that they've been able to climb back into games by just being so absolutely disruptive. So it's going to have to be something that the Chiefs have front and center. I don't know. I think Pacheco is probably going to miss this game. He was the only player mentioned by Reed, you know, as a player injury they're watching yesterday, which means that Juwan Taylor was not a player mentioned, which is good news, certainly, which means Trey Smith was not a player mentioned, which is good news. I think for the most part, the bye week helped them get healthy. What was Pacheco? Did Pacheco work at all yesterday?
No, he didn't practice at all.
Yeah.
Carl Loftus was the only limited.
He's probably not going to play Pacheco. Carl Loftus will play.
I didn't think Pacheco was going to play. I don't think Pacheco might play next week.
Well, it's a sprained knee, so we don't really know. It's not like a I think it's pretty permeable to how quickly guys come back from something like that. So it's going to be more Hunt. It's probably going to be more Clyde Edwards-Helaire and not Elijah Mitchell, I would imagine. And they're, you know, that's one way to try at least to neutralize the pass rush is to be able to run the ball effectively. I don't know if we're going to see that. We're probably going to see, you know, Kareem Hunt get about 12 to 15 carries at 3.5 yards a pop, and that's going to have to be what they do to try to keep Denver honest a little bit. But you do lose that explosive element to your run game, which that's the part to me that keeps a defense honest is the explosive play. And I just don't think that's going to happen in the run game. So they'll have to throw it a lot. It's going to be strength on strength. It's going to be the league's best pass rush against the league's best pass offense. And at times an offensive line that's looked as good as any pass blocking offensive line in football, except the most recent time we saw them play. Yep. And that's what makes this a little bit tricky.
I know. I feel like I've become less bullish throughout the week, I think. I think that, like, over the last, you know, since the Bills game, I guess I'll say, you know, I think that whenever we saw this one and what the Broncos were doing, it's like the Chiefs are going to kill the Broncos. And then it's like they lost to the Bills, and I still was kind of in the camp that, like, they're still going to kill the Broncos. And then as I've gone along this week, it's like everything that the Chiefs struggle with and what the Broncos are good at.
Yep.
And so there's a real world where they could lose this game now.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think that they're going to crush them like I think that they are.
The Chiefs, I think if they win big, like the Chiefs defense is where their floor rises to me. I just don't think Denver's offense is that good. So the Chiefs defense, which has been good this year, needs to just step up and be good against an offense that is capable, certainly, of making mistakes, you know, has shown at times they can be more or less shut down by defenses that aren't nearly as good as the Chiefs. And then they just find a way late in a game. How about fourth quarter defense for the Chiefs? How about that? How about fourth quarter defense for the Chiefs being a key in this game? Because Denver has come back so many times on teams this year.
I agree.
So, you know, there are little things, but I don't think the obvious one is the wrong one. The absolute key to this game is the Chiefs offensive line versus Denver's defensive line.
I mean, it's the inverse of the conversation that we've had for the last month prior to the Bills game. of the fact of that's what the Chiefs do really well is their offensive line is awesome. And Patrick Mahomes thrives whenever he has time to float around. And, you know, I keep saying that that's the best version of Pat Mahomes. And that's why he wasn't as good last year, because he didn't have time to float around and improvise. And so if the pass rush can, you know, mess that up and Pat needs to get it out within 3 seconds or he needs to run around a little more, then I think it's like, oh, that's not good. Like
I think the Chiefs' biggest strength isn't necessarily their offensive line. I think it's their pass game, but I think their offensive
line.
That's
because of the offensive line.
I think it can still function and be pretty good if the offensive line isn't like the best in football, like it looked for a couple weeks, but it still has to be good. And the strength has been built to this thing for 3 years now by adding Rashee Rice and then by adding Xavier Worthy and then by bringing in Hollywood Brown. And then like all of these pieces to getting Travis Kelce to play another year, like all of these things finally coming together, you at least have to be respectable on the offensive line. They were not respectable a year ago. They were awful on the offensive line collectively. They have great players on the line, but the line collectively was terrible at times. This year, at times, it looks fantastic. I don't think it has to look that good all the time, but it has to be better than it was against Buffalo. And even in the Buffalo game, again, we act like the Chiefs didn't have a chance in that game. The Chiefs were throwing Hail Marys to tie the game. So
yeah, I agree. I think
with that disruption, they were still right there against that team.
Yeah, it's the fact that, you know, Patrick Mahomes' stat line will show you the story of the game. The fact that he threw for under 50%, and the reason being is that he didn't have time to do what he likes to do, and that, right. You know, that's the issue.
And nobody, no quarterback ever, including the GOAT Tom Brady, could function with that kind of pressure. Yep. One of the things that Brady and the Patriots and their greatness over those years always did, where did they invest? Where did they never let there be a deficiency? And it was on the offensive line. They let more players walk out of there. All right, see you later. And the Chiefs have done a lot of that. Now, the Chiefs have had a few different kinds of stars, but there are parallels. Obviously, they commit to the quarterback, right? The Patriots always committed money to their tight ends. They would draft receivers high in the draft. Ultimately, they wouldn't keep him around usually. Chiefs have done that too. The Patriots weren't very good at that. They had more early round receiver misses. They had as many as anybody, but they were trying to do it that way. They let defensive players walk all the time. There are a lot of parallels in the way that the two dynasties have been built, and I've always thought that. But one thing they never let slip was their offensive line. They just never did it, and that's what the Chiefs are trying to do too. That's why they paid Creed Humphrey. That's why they paid Trey Smith. That's why they paid Juwan Taylor. And that's why they've drafted first and second round offensive linemen forever now, because they are like, they're telling you what they're going to do, and that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, it's the recipe. I think that, you know, that's what we've learned of, and especially last week, of how valuable these picks are, because that's the recipe to keep building a roster. Because if you don't have those picks, you can't afford to go get anybody else because you're paying so many other people. Unless you find ways to restructure over and over and over again, which they kind of have done too. But that, like the Trent McDuffies and all these guys, back to that 2022 class, like that's the reason the Chiefs have been so good, is because they just have been able to hit in the draft. And that's the way the dynasties can stay alive, is by getting cheap rookies that are good.
Well, it's why they didn't trade for Breece Hall.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we figured. Yeah. It showed, yeah, I mean, it showed its teeth last week.
You know, the Patriots, who was the, They drafted, who was that running back they drafted? There were two running backs at Minnesota. Marion Barber was one of them, and this guy was the other one. And I think the Patriots took him maybe in the first round. They had Corey Dillon at the very early part of their dynasty, who was a Hall of Famer. Did he get into the Hall of Fame? He should. If he doesn't, I think he did. So they like to run the ball too, but that was never their priority in capital. It was all about the offensive line and tight ends and quarterback. That's where they spent the most resources. So we'll see. Denver, I want to sit here and say that because I'm not a believer in Denver either, that the Chiefs are going to beat them by 10 points. And I think that they are, by the way. I think the Chiefs will win this game by double digits. But that one thing is such an elephant in the room.
I know.
Man, it makes it tough. It makes it and the other part of that exists, I said Chiefs are going to beat Jacksonville by double digits, and they should have. but they still didn't do it. Like they played at times well enough in that game to do it, but they make mistakes. So anything happens, it's the NFL. It's going to be tough. It's on the road. I can't imagine Denver has been more up for a game emotionally and psychologically as they will be for this one in what, 5 years? When was the last time Denver played a game of this magnitude at home?
I mean, I'd say that the last time that this game was that big of a deal is whenever the Chiefs had the 16-game win streak over the Broncos, and they got up and beat them on that one. But I agree, this is a bigger magnitude of the of standings and all that nature.
Way bigger, because Denver right now feels like they're really good. So they're more. This is the biggest game Denver has played in at least 3 years. It's a big one, and that stuff matters too, right? They're going to bring it, and the Chiefs better match that energy. They better match that energy, and Andy Reid, you better play your best left tackle.
One of my stats that I found last night for the newscast is that the Chiefs are on a two-game losing streak at Empower Field against the Denver Broncos. Over the last 10 years, they're 17-2. Those are the only two games that they've lost.
That's interesting. I'd throw that out the window. I think this Denver team is
one of those losses. Carson Wentz was starting, so
In the week 17 or week 18. Yeah. While I don't think that Denver is as good as their record, I do think Denver is good. Right. Yeah. I think Bo Nix is a backyard baller who can make plays. I think they've been able to run the ball pretty well. Now they'll be down J.K. Dobbins, who's been really effective, but I do like R.J. Harvey. I think they have three good pass catchers, probably four, if you include Evan Engram, the tight end. And I think their defense, even without Patrick Surtain, is one of the better units in football. With Patrick Surtain, it's top level. So I'm not saying I think Denver's a nothing burger. I just don't think they're quite as good as their record would indicate. And I think that the Chiefs are better than they are. So the Chiefs need to go win that game. And you'll hear it here on the Chiefs Radio Network. It's coming soon. Cannot wait for that one. That's probably my favorite game, probably my favorite Chiefs game of the year so far, just because the offensive line was so bad in the Buffalo game, it kind of unraveled on it. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland. We are getting you ready for college basketball. We are getting ready for a lot of things this time of year, including week 3 of the high school football playoffs. By the way, high school football coverage on Sports Daily is brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, ZINTEX.com. Are there any Thursday playoff games tonight, TJ?
I don't believe so. I think they're all Fridays from here on out.
Well, we'll get your full preview on that coming tomorrow here on Sports Daily. We'll make some football picks. We'll have fun on a Friday as we always do. So stay in for that. All right. College hoops, TJ. We've been waiting patiently this week. Both games Thursday. The good news is it is a sports watching night. You got Thursday night football. You got 6:30 Shockers. You got 8 o'clock K-State. They don't really interfere with each other. So this should be a really nice way to get good looks at these teams. I'll tell you, when we look at the schedules being played, you've got the Shockers and K-State both playing a couple of games against teams like 250 plus in the KenPom, like not very good at all. And now tonight, all of a sudden, you get K-State taking on Cal. Cal is in the low 80s. I think K-State still in the low 80s as well.
No, K-State's in the mid 50s.
Okay, yeah, they moved up to 56, but still a significant jump in competition for K-State. And then you have Wichita State, who right now is in the low hundreds, taking on Loyola Chicago, which Loyola's maybe a little bit down this year, but they're still significantly better at a KenPom of 140 than the two teams Wichita State has played, which I think were like 250 and 3-something. So I love that slow ramp up, and it's just a luck of the draw kind of thing as much as anything, but I love that it's a little bit of a slow ramp up. And then because Boise for the Shockers, TJ, Boise is off to a great start. Boise right now is sitting, they're 44. So like we're talking,
it's so weird because Boise, I don't know if you remember this, Boise lost to a Division II team in a game, not an exhibition. It was a game.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count towards your,
Right. And they.
So I don't know what to make of Boise.
Who else have they beaten? They had big expectations, and we could still be riding expectations for them. Utah Valley and UT Rio Grande Valley, and then they got beat by Hawaii Pacific. That's the game you're talking about. Let's see.
That's a good one. I think the Shockers will probably be favored in that game, despite
on the road. I bet they're not. I bet they're not on the road. You know, they had that slip up against Hawaii Pacific, and then they beat Utah Valley by 24, and they won their next game by 20. So they've been fine. I don't know how good. How good is Montana State? That's who they play next. Let's just take a look here.
They're pretty good. Montana State's always pretty good.
Montana's pretty good. Montana State's not. So that won't tell us much. But either way, it's going to be a nice. It will probably be the best team that they've played so far. Maybe Loyola tonight will be. You know, in a couple of weeks, we look back on this. So I love it. I love the slow ramp up. I love the slow build. K-State, we know, is about to start getting peppered with really strong, high-quality opponents. And Cal is a perfect one, and I'm glad they get it at home. I'm glad it's Day-Day Ames, who's probably going to play his butt off tonight. He was one. I don't know how you felt. I was sad to see him go when he went. I thought he was going to be a really good Wildcat. So that adds to it a little bit as well. But we get high profile games for these two teams, as high profile for them as we could expect this time of year. And it'll be significantly more telling, I think, than anything we've seen thus far.
Yeah. I just checked the line for the Shockers game. Have you seen it?
No. Is it out?
4.5 Shockers. Oh, so it's tight.
That is tight.
Shockers in that. I think that this is still the weird time of the year where nobody knows if they're good or not. And this always happens with the Shockers too.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been hot to start at the gates the past 2 years, and they were a cover machine last year. And I think that, like, right now they're still, like, Vegas is still trying to be like, I think, I don't know. Are they that good? I don't know. So
6.5-point favorite, by the way.
Yeah. I think that tonight's game, Loyola Chicago also slipped up. They lost to Mercyhurst last week. It's something that Taylor brought up when I was talking to him about it. But it's their best test that they've had so far. It's obviously fun whenever it's a former Valley team coming in, as they're going to UNI this year as well, another former Valley team. But I agree. This is the spot that you're going to learn a lot. I wonder who all will be available, if we'll see some Jarrett Valencia. We haven't seen him out there, and that would be a big piece for the Shockers to get back on the court for a game like this. But I agree. I think if you win this, I mean, you're going to be – you might be top 90 in the KenPom, and that's a good spot to be heading into the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is. I like him at 4.5. I'm just trying to think about that a minute. I like him at 4.5. Yeah. That's a pretty interesting line.
I feel like the rule of thumb right now with this Shockers team, because we've seen it every game, is that, like, they don't know if they're good or not yet, and they haven't had enough data to skew them one way or another. And so I would just probably just take the Shockers every time you see them, because I think the Shockers are pretty good.
I am with you on the lines early in a year. It's too early to get player props. College, but I'm not very good at betting college basketball. I'll tell you that. I'm not very good at it. So I'm very careful and don't ever bet much more than like $5 just for fun. The thing I think in college basketball that you really can take advantage of later in a year is like player props, because if you're watching that team play every game, you'll have an idea of the trends happening. Who was the big for Wichita State? I think he played at Alabama. I don't know, 2-3 years
Rojas.
Ago, Rojas was a machine on his props, because he got really good. It just took a minute. Remy Martin was a machine the year they went to the Natty when he was hurt all that time, because all they would do, they'd just take his scoring average for the season, and that's where they'd put his player prop. And of course, he was scoring 20 points. Like, he was annihilating his scoring. And it took until probably the Final Four for that to get caught up and caught on. And so that's the kind of thing. I don't know what to really look for. I don't even know if there are props right now. And of course, we're talking about something we have fun with. And I know it's a little bit sensitive right now on player props for young athletes and stuff. But yeah, it's a tough game to try and guess lines in college basketball. Four and a half feels pretty good against Loyola, though.
360 teams you got to keep up with. I think that'd be such a fun job being a college basketball handicapper. That'd probably be the most fun of all of them because there's just chaos. Like, you have no idea half the time.
Yeah, it would be. If I'm looking at KenPom right now, metrically speaking, Wichita State isn't great at anything just yet. There's not really an identity there for them just yet. So that's kind of interesting, certainly. Like, what is Wichita State? I don't know. And it's the same for Loyola Chicago, but do we even have an idea of what this team is? Like, we have a pretty good idea of what K-State is, right? K-State is a team that is going to live through a high shot volume from PJ Haggerty and try to hit a bunch of threes with the other guys. Like, that's what K-State's identity offensively will be. Don't you think? Like, is there any variation there? Because I feel like that's exactly what they're going to be. I think we lost your audio there, TJ. It's exactly what they're going to be. They're going to run it through and try to get Haggerty to the line. The good news is, like, we know that identity, and they're going to get better at doing it, but that's what they want to do. And I think we got you back, TJ. That's what they want to do. So we'll see them just try to do that thing better. There's not much. I don't think we're going to see much different late in the year than what we're seeing right now for them.
Yeah. No, they haven't shown you any adjustment over the last 3 years. I think that's just what Jerome Tang does. Like, that's right. The offense that that's what we always talk about.
They've just built a roster now to support that. Yes. And that's a good thing.
That's what the issue – that's what the biggest issue was last year for K-State, is that they had Coleman Hawkins, who's a great player, and I still think Coleman Hawkins is a great player.
I agree.
But they just didn't know how to use him with the way that they played offense. And it was
they brought him in and wanted him to do something. This is a guy who's played college basketball forever. And they said, okay, we know what you've done literally every year you've ever played. We want you to do something different.
Yeah. And like, there just wasn't, like, that's the thing. Like, he was great. There just wasn't like a spot for him. Like, he was the best player on the court, but like,
he just wasn't ever going to be that kind of scorer. He never had.
Yeah. He wasn't going to be a wing that was, and I think that was part of, honestly, that's probably part of why he wanted to come to K-State, because he wanted to be an NBA player, and they would help him. And I think that's just kind of like, he did things well at Illinois, and I think that he came here, and Jerome Tang loves running five out.
He did those same things very well at K-State. That's what was so interesting about his time there. Like, he literally came in and was the same great player he was at Illinois. He just didn't do the things that K-State needed so badly, but that wasn't his fault. That was K-State's fault. We know what K-State wants to do. I don't know what Wichita State wants to do. I mean, do we really think Giles is going to be that Haggerty-type player? Because, boy, I got to tell you, I don't think so. I don't think that's what they want. Now, he may end up being that kind of player because he's looked really good through two games. But I don't think – I mean, he didn't even lead the team in shots against Prairie View. Now, it's Prairie View, and I get it. And that's why I'm so excited for these games now. But I don't think that's what we're going to see from the Shockers.
Yeah.
So identity-wise, these early games, I think we're still learning that. I think, obviously, the coaching staff's still learning that. But I think as fans, what are the Shockers going to be this year? Are they going to be a balanced team that attacks from a variety of ways? What I don't think they're going to be is a great three-point shooting team, which I know is the thing everybody says, well, that's what they've needed forever. That's what everybody wants and needs. I think they are
a good three-point shooting team.
I think they can be a good three-point shooting team. I think they can be a better three-point shooting team, certainly than they have been in past years, but I don't think their offensive identity is going to be firing up a ton of threes in a game. That's what K-State's going to do. K-State's going to live with Haggerty and fire a ton of threes.
They're not going to put up near as many as K-State is. K-State, that's, they love putting up threes. But Wichita State
there's a realistic world where they could make, you know, double digit threes a game. I think that that's where they will live. I think, like, against Prairie View, they really didn't shoot a ton of threes against Prairie View, honestly.
They shot 23.
They made 10, and it still felt like that was just, I mean, they were good looks. Like, they shot it pretty well, too. And so it's like, I think that that's where they'll live, is like in the 10, 11, 12 three-pointers made. Like, and I think that that's a product of Giles. That's a product of Mike Gray. That's a product of
if they make more than 8 threes a game, man, I think it's going to be awesome. Do you recall? I wasn't there, and obviously they didn't put out a box score. What did they do with Drake?
They shot a lot of threes. They shot more threes in that game than they have the last two.
Well, we'll see then. Maybe that is something. That's what I mean. Like, I'm ready to learn a little about the identity of this team. I wouldn't have thought the roster was that kind of roster, but if they are, it's college basketball. It's always good when you can shoot a bunch of threes. You got to make them. But I'm totally fine with it. I just want to see it. So we're excited about both of those games. You'll hear them both on the Family and Networks. More in the next hour on it. We're coming back. Another hour of Sports Daily. Coming right up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.